remember that night it rained out the football game. That night we parted with the girls from Fort Worth till the police came. You know we knew we'd probably never see any of those girls.
Good morning, sweet, beautiful Texas. One of my favorites from Brandon Ryder to kick things off for us on the Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show presented by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith. Thank you so much for being here to celebrate the outdoor lifestyle that we all love as we're talking hunting, fishing, the great outdoors, and all that implies today. So y'all know the routine by now. Pour yourself another cup of coffee out of that beat-up old thermos. Yeah, you know, the one with mud still on it from last duck season. Pull up that stool a little closer to the old campfire because we've got an awesome show lined up for you. And we're going to give away a pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses on this morning's show too. So get ready for that. But off the top, we're going to visit with an angler who just set a new record for the official state fish of Texas. Heck, some of y'all probably didn't even know that we have a state fish of Texas, but we do. And we're going to get into that with angler Brian Townsend. He'll be here to tell us all about his catch of a lifetime in just a few minutes. Then a longtime friend of the show stops by to talk some largemouth fishing with us when Army Bass Anglers founder Lieutenant Colonel Cody Robertson joins the show. Then we'll change things up and talk a little baseball and a whole lot of hunting and fishing with former Texas Ranger and current Baltimore Orioles slugger Chris Davis. He set an Orioles franchise record with 53 home runs last season. So we're thrilled to have Chris, a Longview, Texas native, join the show coming up here in a little bit. Then we'll round out the broadcast by talking some bow hunting with Lone Star Bow Hunters Association President Dina Kanya, and we'll get into some of the stuff that the LSBA has going on in 2014, in addition to actively promoting the sport of bow hunting and protecting our bow hunting rights here in Texas. So cool stuff coming up here at the bottom of the hour as well. That's what's on the docket for today. It's going to be a good one. A couple other things to make note of here. We'd love for you to come on out April 13th and be a part of the 11th annual Frostbank Sporting Clays Challenge benefiting Buckner Children's Home. Buckner and these kids need our support. They're, you know, completely funded by donations. And it's a great excuse to come bust some sporting clays out at Elm Fork Shooting Sports. Once again, that's on April the 13th. For more info, go to BucknerEvents.org. Get a team registered. We've got one. We'll be out there. Come say hi and shoot some sporting clays for a great cause. Also, don't forget that our Photo of the Month contest is going on right now. Our March contest is sponsored by Garmin and their all-new Garmin Verb HD action camera. And I guarantee you, this is going to give the industry leader a run for their money. So send in your best outdoor photo, a hunting and fishing pic, landscape, whatever. Send it to LoneStarOutdoorShow@gmail.com. And then we are thrilled once again to have Coons Canyon Ranch sponsoring our 2014 Photo of the Year Grand Prize Contest, where the 12 monthly winners from throughout the year will square off for a chance to join me on an exotic black buck or axis deer hunt down at the lovely Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas, one of my absolute favorite places to hunt here in the Lone Star State. Last thing, we're going to go ahead and give away a pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses on this morning's broadcast. Of course, Costa are the official sunglasses of our show. They've given us 12 promo cards to give away throughout the year. Whoever wins will get to customize their own pair of Costas any way you want them, any frame, lens, and style. That's right. All you have to do, be listening for a ZZ Top song this morning. When I play any ZZ Top song, just text in the name of that song to 214-289-7807. That's the name of the ZZ Top song you'll hear on this morning's broadcast to 214-289-7807. I'll give you a hint. It's posted on our Facebook page. Now, you have to wait until you hear it played. You can't text it in right now. But when you do hear that ZZ Top song, go ahead and text in the name of that tune to 214-289-7807. and you could customize your own pair of Costa Del Mar sunglasses. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll find out how the 30-year-old record for the official state fish of Texas was broken last month. Angler Brian Townsend will join us to tell us all about his fish of a lifetime. You're listening to Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
It never really was your kind of town, but you went around with the Fort Worth Blues.
Hey, North Texas sports fans, this is Brian Spagnola, general manager of Texas Motor Cars in Addison. My family's been in the car business for over 50 years, and I want to show you the difference in buying from a family-owned and operated business. TexasMotorCars.com is an awesome website that lets you do virtually all of your shopping online. We have a professional photographer that takes amazing photos, and we give you all the information that you'll need up front. You can even find out how much we will give you for your trade-in before you ever come in. I take pride in the fact you can come in, choose a car, and be out in less than an hour. We have financing rates starting at 1.79% on pre-owned vehicles and can help almost anybody. Please do yourself a favor. If you're in the market for a pre-owned vehicle of any kind, give us a shot. Let me show you how easy buying a vehicle should be. Visit TexasMotorCars.com or come visit our 20,000-square-foot indoor showroom in Addison. Again, visit TexasMotorCars.com or call us at 1-888-9-TX-MOTORS.
You wouldn't take a mule to the Kentucky Derby, and you wouldn't go swimming with your boots on. So why do folks wear mossy green camo to hunt the Great Southwest? Game Guard Camouflage is celebrating 10 years of putting hunters undercover in the rugged Texas terrain. Owner Craig Smith invites you to visit a dealer near you to check out the full line of hunting apparel, caps, bags, coolers, gun cases, dove hunting belts, and the newly designed microfiber shirts. Available in 13 different colors. So whether you're hunting, camping, fishing, or just enjoying the great outdoors, Game Guard has you covered. Visit GameGuard.net to find a dealer near you or call 888-381-4263. Game Guard, the official camo of the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Howdy folks, I'm Lee Hoffbauer for Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Goldthwaite, Texas. We hope you love listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show, because we do, and we're proud to be a title sponsor. Now listen up, we here at Hoffbauer Outdoor Superstore have got some great deals for you folks that love the great outdoors. Whether you're needing a brand new Polaris ATV or maybe a Polaris Ranger to ride around, check your deer feeders, get to and from the deer blind, maybe to get you down to the dove patch, whatever your needs are, we can fix you up with a brand new Polaris today. Now we're also a New Holland tractor and equipment dealer. Now I'm just speculating, but maybe you need a new tractor and shredder to shred around your deer blinds, maybe clean up around deer camp, or maybe even shred a few lanes in the old sunflower patch. Now, we've got lots more than just Polaris and New Holland, so come check us out today, Hoffbauer's Outdoor Superstore in Goldthwaite, Texas. You can check us out on the web at hpolaris.com. Better yet, just come see us. Highway 84 West in Goldthwaite, Texas, and in Central Texas for over 48 years now. And folks, we couldn't have stuck around this long. We were steering you wrong.
Hey, this is the Pig Man. Thanks for listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
Top by request, bringing us back on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm Cable Smith, and if you love the great outdoors and hunting and fishing are your way of life, then you are in the right place, my friends. We're about to be joined by a Texas angler who has quite the fishing tale to share with us. But first, this segment is proudly brought to you by Cabela's, the world's foremost outfitter, who has brought you legendary selection and service for over 50 years. Let expert outfitters show you all the newest hunting, fishing, and camping gear, as well as the best in authentic outdoor apparel and footwear at tough-to-beat prices. And you'll get free shipping when you shop online and ship your order to one of Cabela's four great Texas locations. Cabela's, world's foremost outfitter. Now, our first guest today recently had a day on the water that most of us can only fantasize about. And so, here to provide all the juicy details, it's my pleasure to welcome Austin, Texas native Brian Townsend to the show.
Appreciate it, Cable.
You bet, you bet. And Brian, you know, you had a pretty cool thing happen to you while fishing the Colorado River last month. That's a stretch that you fish frequently. But before we get into that, tell us a little bit about yourself as an angler. I know that you're a adamant fly fisherman.
Yes, Cable. I have done a lot of fishing here in Texas, and have actually fished a lot in Alaska, and actually quite a few different countries as well. I have fly fished both freshwater and saltwater.
It sounds like you have a job just to pay for your fishing addiction.
Yes, the motto is, Cable, I like to work hard and play hard.
There you go.
I play hard, I love to fish.
Me too. Well, this stretch of the Colorado River that you fish, I guess you fish pretty regularly with guide Shay McClanahan of All Water Guide Service.
That's correct, Cable. And that stretch of the Colorado has really limited access. You really either have to be in a kayak fishing it or hire a guide so that you can fish, you know, a longer stretch, cover a lot more water and fish for a lot longer, as opposed to being in a kayak where you can't fish as much of the water.
Mm-hmm.
So All Water Guides, I was with Shay McClanahan, and he actually has a skiff. And so what we typically do is we will put in at a certain spot, and then he's able to row throughout the day as we work our way downstream. And then we have a takeout area where we've got, you know, another vehicle.
Okay. And now when you guys are fishing that stretch, Brian, you're specifically targeting this very unique fish found only here in Texas, of course, the Guadalupe bass.
You know, Cable, on that, it's both largemouth bass and Guadalupe bass.
Okay.
And then occasionally, as you're fishing for those, you'll pick up white bass as well.
Now, white bass is something I've had a lot of success with on my fly rod. As I told you off the air, though, still trying to figure out those dang largemouths, but working on it. Back to the Guadalupe bass, though, a very cool fish, the official state fish of Texas, by the way. And that's what you guys were really after on the morning of February 1st. And, Brian, I can't recall what fly you had tied on that day.
On that day, Cable, I actually had an Orvis fly that it was a crawfish pattern. It's called a crawfish gully.
Mm-hmm.
The memorable thing about that morning was it was the first fish that I caught that morning.
That's pretty cool. And before we talk about that fish specifically, though, how do you work that fly? And then also, what weight fly rod were you using?
So on the Colorado River, I typically use a 7-weight rod and just kind of a fast action, you know, stripping it. Mm-hmm. And at different, sometimes stripping it short strips, sometimes long strips, with pauses in between.
Okay. And Brian, what was the weather like that morning?
You know, the weather that day, Cable, it was actually for February in Austin. It was actually a beautiful day. It was that morning when we started out, it was probably in the high 40s and then worked its way up into, I would say, the low 60s.
And so the first fish you hook into, you realize it's a pretty good one. And those little Guadalupe bass are notorious for putting on a good fight.
Exactly, Cable. It was an incredible fight. And then as we got the fish closer to the boat, I was also with another angler, Jim Cooper, who I fish with a lot. And both Jim and Shay, when Shay went to net the fish, he said, "Oh my, oh my, I think this may be the state record." I mean, Shay has fished that river so many times and has caught thousands of Guadalupe bass, and he had never seen a Guadalupe bass this size.
Wow. So at that point, the three of you are getting pretty excited. You weigh the fish and realize that it is indeed a new state record, but unfortunately, y'all don't have a certified scale. So it made for a pretty nerve-wracking day, going through the process of trying to find out how to get the fish certified.
Exactly, Cable. We all kind of took a deep breath and said, okay, how are we going to get this fish certified? And then the other challenging thing, Cable, was that we didn't have a live well on board. We didn't really have any cooler with an aerator. So we had to improvise, and thanks to several of Shay's friends, they made this happen. Shay put in a call to one of his longtime friends, Jody Gibson. And so this was on a Saturday, and so it was somewhat challenging for Jody to get a hold of someone with Texas Parks and Wildlife.
Mm-hmm.
But Jody was able to get a hold of Marcos at Texas Parks and Wildlife. And after a lot of calls and a lot of hard work, Jody called us back while we were on the river and said, you enjoy the day on the river. Enjoy your fishing. I've got everything set up. When you come to the takeout, Marcos will be there to meet you from Texas Parks and Wildlife. He also had another friend, Byron Phillips, who met us there at the takeout. And Byron brought a cooler along with an aerator, because the challenging part of all this, Cable, was we knew that we were going to have to transport the fish to a certified scale. And again, it was on a Saturday, so Texas Parks and Wildlife was closed. The closest certified scale was at Cabela's in Buda. So we had a plan, and we carried through with the plan. There at the takeout with Marcus, we weighed the fish, measured the length of the fish, the girth of the fish. Marcos took a sampling of the fin so that DNA testing could be done. And then we loaded the fish up in the truck and headed to Cabela's.
Wow. So y'all were able to keep this fish alive all day. I guess you probably put her on a stringer.
Exactly. We improvised with some old fly line that we had and just babied her the whole day, checked on her constantly. She did great. Didn't seem to be overly stressed. And so, you know, despite catching it early in the morning, we were able to continue fishing throughout the day.
Well, so y'all eventually get to Cabela's to get this fish certified. She ends up weighing 3.71 pounds, an absolute monster for a Guadalupe bass. It beat the 30-year-old record of 3.69 pounds. So not only a new state record, but since these fish are only found in Central Texas, it's a new IGFA all-tackle world record as well. And Brian, where's the fish right now? Because it's kind of an interesting saga. I know that it was at Cabela's, then Texas Parks and Wildlife was going to come pick it up, then maybe it got eaten by a catfish in the aquarium there.
Exactly. So the update on that, Cable, is the fish was at Cabela's in their aquarium. So the curator at Cabela's was taking care of the fish. While we explored other options with Marcos at Texas Parks and Wildlife, and Marcos stressed to me that it's ultimately your decision with what you do with the fish. And so he gave us several different options, and the decision that we made, Cable, was to donate the fish to the Texas Freshwater Fisheries in Athens, Texas.
Awesome.
And so the fish will be on display there and will be taken well care of.
Awesome. Well, that's where the Sharelunker program is based out of, so you know it will be in good hands at the Freshwater Fisheries Center in Athens. Now, the other nerve-wracking thing, though, is that you had to wait for DNA testing to come back on this fish because we had to find out if it was 100% Guadalupe bass. These guys have been known to interbreed with other species of bass, and I know it took almost a month to get those DNA results back.
Marcos said it would be several weeks, and we patiently waited, and Shay and I and Jim Cooper talked about it and said, you know, if this fish is not a pure Guadalupe bass, then all the fish that we've been catching over the years probably are not pure Guadalupe bass.
Mm-hmm.
The Guadalupe bass are known to breed with the smallmouth bass.
Oh, smallmouth.
And so, right, exactly, with the smallmouth bass. And so we felt like it was going to be a pure Guadalupe bass. But as you know, you never know until you get the DNA results back. And we were all excited to hear when Marcos gave us the news that it was definitely a pure Guadalupe bass and that it did set the state record.
Well, it really is a cool deal and a fascinating fish story to be able to break a 30-year-old record on the official state fish of Texas, the Guadalupe bass. Brian, thanks so much for your time today, and congrats on what is indeed the fish of a lifetime.
I appreciate it, Cable. Thanks so much for having me.
Take care.
Okay, you too.
All right, there he goes. Austin, Texas native and avid fly fisherman Brian Townsend. What a cool story. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll keep talking bass, but this time it'll be the largemouth variety. Up next, it's Army Bass Anglers founder, Lieutenant Colonel Cody Robertson. You're listening to Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show.
And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together.
Rockwall Gun Club is North Texas' premier shooting facility, offering both indoor and outdoor ranges, including a unique 500-yard rifle range. If shotgunning's your thing, then check out the 18-station clay course. Opening summer 2014, Rockwall Gun Club is offering special introductory, family, and corporate membership rates for founding members. Located at 15950 State Highway 205, you can also visit rockwallgunclub.com or call 972-215-6902. Rockwall Gun Club, the private shooting experience.
At Frost, we could talk to you about our 24/7 online banking. Or we could talk to you about our more than 1,100 ATMs across Texas. We can even talk to you about our mobile banking app that lets you pay bills, transfer funds, and deposit checks from anywhere. But at the end of the day, there's nothing we enjoy more than to just talk to you.
Thank you for calling Frost. How may I help you?
We're here with the technology and convenience you want and the service you deserve. Frost. Banking, investments, insurance.
If you're in the market for a firearm, you need to know about STI International. Based out of Georgetown, Texas, they're 100% employee-owned and offer the best warranty and customer service in the business. STI is renowned worldwide for exceptional fit and function. The patented 2011 high-capacity system proved so successful in shooting competitions that over 80% of competitors used STI guns or pistols built on STI frames at the USPSA National Championships. To see their full line of premier pistols, visit STIguns.com or check them out on Facebook at STI Firearms. STI, the continuing evolution of the 1911. Howdy, outdoorsmen. Whether you're looking for the ideal place to customize your everyday truck or your ranch 4x4, Lone Star Conversions can do it all. Specializing in custom Jeeps, trucks, exterior liners, spray and bed liners, lift kits, bumpers, and lights, it's our purpose to provide customers with the most unique, best-valued conversions anywhere. Stop in and see us at our convenient location off of Highway 380 in Denton or call us at 940-484-5500. Of course, you can also check us out at LoneStarJeeps.com. Larson Electronics is a Texas-based lighting company that's been outfitting the United States military since the 1960s, and while they continue to support our troops, they also now have over 200 lights ideal for your hunting and fishing needs, like the 35-watt HID Camouflage Go Light Striker with remote that's 15 million candle power in the palm of your hand. Ideal for predator and hog hunting, they also have remote-controlled floodlights, feeder lights, and LED boat lights. Visit LarsonElectronics.com and go Texan with Larson Electronics for all your lighting needs.
Hey, this is Kevin Van Dam, and you're listening to the Lone Star Outdoor Show.
I'm all in, there's no doubt. I'm at the deep end of the pool. If I drown, then I drown. There's nothing you can do. Can't save me now.
That is the music of the Mulch Brothers, bringing us back on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith, and actually our next guest will explain the significance of that tune here momentarily. But before we talk some bass fishing, this segment proudly brought to you by Lone Star Light, the best way to celebrate a great day on the water this spring is with an ice cold Lone Star Light. Lone Star Beer, the national beer of Texas. Well, let's go ahead and welcome a longtime friend of the show back to the program. He's an avid bass angler with various tournament wins to his credit. He's also the founder of one of my favorite organizations, Army Bass Anglers Lieutenant Colonel Cody Robertson. Always a pleasure.
Hey, Cable. Thanks for having me again. I appreciate it. Looking forward to it.
We are too, and I know that you guys just got back from the Bassmaster Classic a couple weeks ago. Y'all had the honor of once again being the ceremonial first boat out of the launch each morning, flying that American flag and the Army Bass Angler boat. And I had the pleasure of being a part of that and riding along with you guys back in 2011. And y'all pretty much made it a staple as you get to do it every year.
Yeah, it's been a very crazy beginning of 2014, that's for sure. You know, kicking off with the Bassmaster Classic, and then, of course, the Classic had its own, you know, storyline as well, with Cruz coming back from, I believe it was 11th place to win it all, you know, and so that was really exciting to be a part of and to watch. And then, of course, we've signed a lot of new sponsors. We picked up a lot of new venues, and so we're really excited about that. And then we picked up another nonprofit that's requested our assistance, so we are up to our eyeballs in activities and fundraisers and even some fishing.
Well, there's no better time of the year to wet a line than right now. And we'll go back and talk about the nonprofits here in a second. But, you know, I don't think anybody foresaw Randy Howell winning the Bassmaster Classic. We had him on the show last week. Couldn't have happened to a nicer guy, but he wasn't at the top of most people's lists.
No, you know, he wasn't even on my list of favorites. You know, I mean, it just shows you that any one day, you know, somebody can, you know, come from behind and win that thing. It's just all about being on the right spot at the right time with, you know, the right presentation and bait. And he was on it. 10 casts, and he's got a limit. And,
yeah.
You know, and there you go. He's won it all.
Yeah. I mean, he said he caught 80 fish on day three, and by 8:30, he was already culling 4-pound bass out of his live well.
Yeah, I mean, that's freaking awesome to have a day like that. I mean, not too often do you go out there and catch 80 fish.
Uh-uh.
You know, that just tells you he had the right bait and the right pattern and obviously was in the right location.
No doubt about it. And, you know, Lieutenant Colonel Robertson, let's go ahead and talk about some of the new nonprofits that Army Bass Anglers will be working with as part of the support piece of y'all's threefold mission statement, which of course is support, defend, and fish. And that tune that we played by the Mulch Brothers coming into the segment is very significant as far as that support piece is concerned. And I'll let you talk a little bit about that.
Sure. The significance of the song is "I'm All In" by the Mulch Brothers. Is we have partnered with a new foundation, the Kim Munley Foundation. And those of you that don't remember, and I'm sure you do because I can tell you exactly where I was when it happened, but the Fort Hood shootings. And at the time, Sergeant Munley was on the scene, and she was shot 3 times while attempting to, you know, take down the Army officer that had, you know, started on his shooting spree at the clinic there. And so, long story short, you know, she's a brave woman, brave police officer, you know, put her life on the line. And now those families are in need of some support. And Kim has made it her mission in her life to raise awareness and funds for those families. And I believe there was 13 killed, and I want to say it was 31 wounded.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, you know, it hit home with a lot of the anglers within our organization since there's a large majority of us out of Fort Hood. So, and we know people that were in the event or at the event or had family members involved and knew some of the soldiers that were killed. So just struck home, and the Mulch Brothers have come on to help her raise that money through this great song, "I'm All In." I mean, you just can't say enough if you start reading about it. We're asking everybody to go to iTunes and download the song, and the proceeds go to help the Kim Munley Foundation. So incredible cause, and it's near and dear to our hearts, and so we just had to get involved.
That is a cool deal right there. Lieutenant Major, you mentioned that, you know, you're getting to do a little fishing, or Army Bass Anglers are anyway. And to be honest, I can't even remember what season of Force on Force you guys are filming for right now. I mean, the show is all over the World Fishing Network all the time. It's a huge success and one of their most popular shows.
Well, we've been really busy. You know, of course, we're all fishing bass camps again and trying to get out on the water as much as we can. But we wrapped up filming season 3 of Force on Force, and it airs on 19th of April. It's had such a huge following that WFN gave us a 6th airing, so it's going to air 6 times a week for 52 weeks, so we couldn't be more excited about that. And those of you that follow the show, last year we were on Falcon. Well, this year the guys are all on Lake Fork. And so there's some big fish caught. There's a lot of slot fish caught, you know, which is heartbreaking to the anglers in the tournament. a lot of great storylines, all new faces, all new cast. So it'll be really exciting. Can't tell you who won between the Army, Navy, the Air Force, and the Marines, but I can tell you this. It wasn't an Army team this time. So everybody's excited to see what branch won it this time because they get bragging rights for an entire year. So,
yeah, and the Army guys usually are the ones sticking it to the rest of them.
Yeah, well, you know, that's normal for the Army is to beat down the other branches, you know. I'm sure the listeners out there are going, what? Talking trash.
Well, yeah, and that's part of what makes the show so entertaining is the different branches of the military going at each other.
You can watch it 4 times in one day on Monday on WFN Season 2 so you can get caught up on last year's champions and the storyline and, you know, what's going on with the anglers and kind of get yourself ramped up for Season 3. Like I said, whole new cast, whole new location. With some twists this time, the anglers had to compete with purely Strike King product. And they only were authorized 6 rods and 6 reels, each one rigged completely different. So we threw some kind of military, you know, curveballs to them where they have to think and adapt and overcome both in equipment and in condition. So new twists this year. So it'll be really interesting to see how they, you know, while one guy's working a finesse rig, the other one's over there cranking away, and so with different rods. So really challenging.
Well, like we mentioned, the Army Bass Anglers threefold mission statement, support, defend, and fish. We're kind of jumping around, but that's fine with me because I know there is another organization that y'all have partnered with as part of the support piece here in 2014.
Well, you know, this year, like you said, we picked up the Kim Munley Foundation, and so we're also partnered with the Soldier's Child Foundation. So a lot of our mission, original mission under the Warrior and Family Support Center, well, that facility's been finished. The bulk of their needs have been met. And so they'll continue to be a legacy nonprofit task force that we support. But we've now kind of had to shift fire to these other two nonprofits that have requested our assistance. And so that's kind of what's on the plate for the future. And so now we're taking their mission to, you know, events like the Toby, the Lobie, the Shell Oilman's event, the Classic, the Toyota Classic, which is coming up, you know, all in an attempt to do for them what we did for the Warrior Family Support Center. Because if you really think about it, they all go hand in hand. You know, one's helping the other, and they're all veteran-related. And the amount of money that we raise for the Warrior Family Support Center, if we can just do a fraction of that with these two guys, will just be so huge. Like the Soldier's Child Foundation, they purchase gifts for the children who lost their parents in Iraq or Afghanistan from the time they're 1 till they're 18 every year on their birthday on behalf of that parent that's no longer there. I mean, how heart-touching is that?
Mm-hmm.
And then you got Kim's Foundation. You know, this is an officer that was, you know, Police Officer of the Year. She's been a People's Choice Award winner. She's in the National Police Hall of Fame. I mean, she's got this laundry list of accolades, and here she shows up at Fort Hood in a very crazy event happening where another soldier is shooting other soldiers, and this officer has to determine between what's going on and start, you know, laying down fire to take this guy down, and then gets shot 3 times herself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and now she's made it her mission to help all of those families raise the funds. So it's been a really fun roller coaster ride of helping people through our support mission. It really makes us feel good about what we're doing.
Also, the defend piece, y'all have soldiers downrange right now that are,
you know. Still very literal. We still have guys in uniform on active duty that are still currently downrange, both in Iraq and Afghanistan, and in places that we can't talk about on the phone. You know, doing the defend piece of, you know, protecting this country. And then, you know, the fishing piece is, we're basically just using the fishing industry. And I hate to use the word using, it sounds like we're doing something wrong, but the fishing industry has become a great platform for us to share this mission with everybody, because so many of our anglers and outdoorsmen out there are patriots. You know, they love to hunt, they love to fish, they love, you know, apple pie, baseball, and the American flag. And they're the right audience. And when we ask them to help, they always drop what they're doing and come help. Those are the kind of people, you know, make us proud to be Americans. And so the fishing industry is just full of them. And so it's been a great place to help, you know, help these soldiers and help these causes out and be a part of what we're doing and us be a part of the fishing industry.
Well, we will certainly keep those men and women who are downrange serving this country in our thoughts and prayers. Now, if folks want to find you guys, they can go to armybassanglers.com. Also follow you on Twitter, and then y'all are all over Facebook. Have a great following on there as well.
Yes, yes. Oh, yeah, you can find us on Facebook. You can also find the Soldier's Child Foundation and the Kim Munley Foundation and the Mulch Brothers all on Facebook. And we ask that you go there, give them a like, you know, share their information. And more importantly, right now, we need everybody to download that song, I'm All In, so that we can get the necessary funds to those family members at Fort Hood that have been waiting for quite some time because of some, I'm not going to get political, but there's some political issues involved at Capitol Hill that's tied directly to funding on what they can and can't help those families with. And so I'm sure you can put two and two together and figure that part out. But long story short, let's get that song downloaded and help these people out.
Well, we'll certainly do that. And then you mentioned Capitol Hill. I say we put some patriots back in Capitol Hill, some folks who like to hunt and fish and love the great outdoors.
I got 5 months, and I got all kinds of comments for you. I'll be retired. So I'm going to leave that alone for now.
Right on, Lieutenant Colonel.
Check back with me soon.
We'll do it. And, hey, we're going to visit again soon because we've got a cool fantasy bass deal that we're doing. It's just like everyone out there that plays fantasy football. Well, this is the Elite Series. You can pick your top 10 anglers, and we're going to have some cool prizes to give away. We haven't finalized that yet, but probably a fishing trip. Maybe we can get a rod donated from y'all's rod sponsor. Who knows? But
oh, heck yeah. That's not a problem. Consider it done.
Cool.
Anything to help you guys out. Y'all are always helping us out.
And that's fantasybass.com as well. And you and I will be comparing our picks coming up here in the upcoming weeks as the Elite
Series. That's right. There's an event fixing to wrap up, and I'm looking forward to mopping you up with it.
We're going to have to get a friendly wager going on the next event.
Hey, I'm all in. No pun intended.
Well, Lieutenant Colonel, it's always great to visit with you. We appreciate it, and we'll do it again soon.
Sounds good. Y'all listen to that song. I think Cable's going to play it for you one more time, and everybody have a good one out there. Cool.
All right, there he goes, Lieutenant Colonel Cody Robertson, founder of Army Bass Anglers. Great organization. Here it is one more time. A little bit of the song from the Mulch Brothers, I'm All In. Well, y'all don't go anywhere because spring is finally here. That means big bass, gobblers, and a little baseball. Coming up, we'll visit with former Texas Ranger, current Baltimore Oriole, and reigning Major League Baseball home run king, Chris Davis. You're listening to Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
I'm all in, there's no doubt. I'm at the deep end of the pool. If I drown, then I drown. There's nothing you can do.
Did you know there's a bank that will pay you to be its customer? That's right. Lone Star Ag Credit is a cooperative, and since it's owned by its stockholders, pays millions in dividends each year. That's free money to every borrower. Lone Star Ag Credit serves people all over Northeast Texas, assuring you competitive interest rates on real estate loans, rural home loans, livestock and farm and ranch loans. Contact Lone Star Ag Credit today at 800-530-1252 or on the web at lonestaragcredit.com. Equal housing lender.
Hey friends, Cable Smith here for DFW Safes. We all know that our guns are a big part of our lives, from grandfather's old 12-gauge to that trusty tac driver of a deer rifle. And DFW Safes is North Texas' premier safe dealer, specializing in Rhino, Bighorn, Huntsman, Heritage, and Fortress safes, to name a few. They're family-owned and operated and have over 24 years' experience in the safe and installation business. They even have commercial safes for your business and scratch-and-dent safes for the most frugal of gun owners. Visit DFWSafes.com to set up your delivery today. That's DFWSafes.com or call 817-715-1068. At LSC Trailer Sales, we offer a full line of utility trailers, from small single axle trailers to heavy equipment trailers, ATV trailers, car haulers, landscape trailers, cargo trailers, truck beds, and more. We can special order a custom trailer specific to your needs and have the ability to customize standard models in-house. LSC Trailer Sales is here to assist you with any questions you might have about trailers. Call 940-484-5500 or visit us at lsctrailersales.com. Finally, quality trailers at affordable prices in Dallas-Fort Worth. Hey y'all, Cable Smith here for Tioga Retrievers. As bird hunters, we expect the most out of our gun dogs. And that's why I sent my sweet girl Belle to Angie and Tim Becker at Tioga Retrievers. Not only were her manners and obedience spot on in the blind and in the field, but Belle picked up over 200 birds in her first season. So whether you want a well-rounded hunting dog or just a well-mannered companion for the home, Tioga Retrievers has you covered. Located in Aubrey, Texas, visit TiogaRetrievers.com. That's T-I-O-G-A Retrievers.com.
Coons Canyon Ranch in Rock Springs, Texas specializes in exotics such as axis deer and black buck. Coons Canyon offers quality animals at a price the working man can afford. Right now, save 10% on any package of multiple animals. Military personnel, police, and firefighters also get 10% off. Lodging is available upon request, as are other exotic species. Visit CoonsCanyonRanch.com for your next exotic trophy hunt. That's CoonsCanyonRanch.com.
My first rifle was a 243. Papa gave Daddy and Daddy gave to me. And they tell me how to shoot with a steady hand. I guess that's something you don't understand.
Pride of East Texas, Whiskey Myers, Ballad of a Southern Man, bringing us back on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Lone Star Beer and Hoff Power Polaris. I'm Cable Smith, riding shotgun with you on a lovely Texas morning. Spring turkey opens up today in the south zone. The sand bass are making their runs into the creeks. The crappie are starting to move up into the shallows. And of course, we've got spring training and Major League Baseball on the horizon. It's one of my absolute favorite times of the year. This segment of the show, by the way, proudly brought to you by Squaw Mountain Trophy Hunts in Jacksboro, Texas, offering the finest in North Texas exotic hunting, with naturally reproducing herds of black buck, oryx, oryx. And don't forget to book your trophy axis hunt. As the rut runs from May through July, now's the time to get out there and get that beautiful axis buck that you've always dreamed of. Visit smrhunts.com to book your hunt today. Well, our next guest hails from Longview, Texas. He's a former Texas Ranger, current Baltimore Oriole, and reigning Major League Baseball home run king. He's also an outdoor fanatic, just like you and me. It's my pleasure to welcome the great Chris Davis to the show.
I appreciate it.
Well, it's great to have you. And, you know, just looking at the Orioles spring training stats here, it's no surprise that you picked up right where you left off last year, leading the team in home runs and RBI already. You must be feeling pretty good.
I am. I feel kind of like you said, started back where I left off last year. Obviously, last year was a huge year for me, and just wanted to get back into the groove this year and continue to do the things that made me successful last year.
Right on, right on. Yeah, I mean, obviously, you led the majors in home runs last year with 53 RBI with, I think you ended up holding off Miguel Cabrera, and you had 138. I mean, two-thirds of the Triple Crown. It's going to be tough to duplicate those numbers in 2014, though.
It is, but I think the biggest thing for me to remember is just the consistency in my approach and preparation each day. And, you know, I mean, as a competitor, you want to go out and do greater things than you did the year before. But at the same time, if I hit 285 with 52 and 137. I'll take those numbers any day.
Yeah, I imagine so. You know, you and actually our duck hunting buddy, Tommy Hunter, were traded to the Orioles in 2011. Mm-hmm. Where were you at mentally then? I mean, did you think the end of the road was near for your baseball career?
You know, I had kind of had that sit-down conversation with myself, not to make myself sound crazy, but before the 2011 season. So I think I was really ready for a change of scenery. I didn't know if I was going to get the opportunity that Baltimore gave me, so I was grateful and obviously ready for just another chance to try, you know, playing at the big leagues every day.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Well, I mean, you guys got, or you personally, and Tommy, you got a little revenge knocking the Rangers out of the playoffs in the wild card round in 2012, mm-hmm. the one-game play-in. I'm sure that was surreal, you know, beating the team that not only drafted you, but a team that you probably rooted for growing up. You know, you grew up in Longview, Texas, and then attended mm-hmm. Navarro Junior College.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I actually played right field that game. Nick Markakis got hit by CC Sabathia a couple weeks before that and broke his wrist, or broke his hand. So it was crazy. Like you said, I grew up watching the Rangers, rooting for them. I have a lot of pictures of me when I was a kid wearing Rangers gear, and it was obviously a huge moment for me, making the postseason and being a part of a team that, you know, was able to come to Arlington and knock off a really good Rangers team.
Well, I mean, I think all Ranger fans are happy to see that it's worked out for you the way it has. And the Orioles, y'all have had two good seasons in a row and are looking to build on that and make a run in the AL East here in 2014.
Yeah, I think obviously 2012 was our best year by far in a long time. But I think last year we had a chance to make the postseason. We kind of ran out of gas at the end, but we've definitely raised the bar here and expect to make the postseason every year. It's not a it's not something where we're trying to go in and just finish above 500 or just have a winning record. I think we've raised the bar to where we expect to be in the postseason mix every year.
Right on. One more baseball question here, Chris, before we talk a little hunting and fishing. What pitcher in the American League would you say has the absolute nastiest stuff?
There's a lot of them. I'd say Chris Sale with Chicago White Sox. He's the guy that I faced a few years ago. Left-hander, throws hard. He's got a good breaking ball. He's a tough at bat for me. He's left on left. I had a chance to play behind him in the All-Star game last year, and I enjoyed playing behind him a lot more than I play against him, so he's probably the one I would list.
I hear you. Chris, do you still make your home in Texas during the off season?
I do. My wife and I live just north of Dallas. Both of our families are from Texas, so we plan on living there the rest of our lives. It's just a place where I always feel at home, obviously growing up there, and you get to enjoy all four seasons, but it's definitely where we're going to call home for a while.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, you know, I didn't realize that you hunted or fished. I mean, it's not hard to imagine that you did mm-hmm. growing up in East Texas, but, you know, I actually became aware of that when I saw a picture of you with a nice feral hog you took with your AR. I guess that was this off season.
That was. It was. Darren O'Day came down for, I guess, about a week and wanted to go kill a hog. And I had been hunting the last couple of years, really getting into it. Starting to understand a little bit more about it and really enjoy. I mean, the first time I went, I loved it. It was just something about being in nature and being outdoors and, you know, kind of being one with nature. I don't want to go all Ted Nugent on you, but I love it. I think it's a nice break. That's something I look forward to every offseason.
Well, it sounds like you definitely understand it, my friend. I think that's why our listeners and myself and Ted Nugent even, I love the outdoors so much, is it is that tranquil getaway, being one with nature. Now, what area of the state do you usually hunt?
We were in West Texas this past year. I'm not even sure what county it was in, but the guy I played for in junior college named Skip Johnson, who's now the pitching coach at University of Texas, took us down to a lease that he's on. And it was actually me, Tommy Hunter, and Darren O'Day and let us shoot a couple deer. I shot a buck and a doe. Darren shot a buck. I think Tommy shot at a buck. you know, it was a lot of fun. We're we're all three talking about, you know, trying to get on a lease. They actually are moving to Texas this off season, so we'll all be around each other. But man, it's just a great time to be with your buddies, to be outdoors, and to do something that obviously we all three enjoy.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, I've seen Tommy shoot, so that's not surprising. But so what do you really enjoy most? I mean, I don't know if you duck hunt too, or if you're more into deer or pigs or what.
I just started duck hunting a little bit towards the end of the season last year, and I went a couple times and really had a lot of fun. And like I was telling you earlier, I've been hunting a long time, but just as kind of a scout, just as another pair of eyes. And then the last couple of years, I've really gotten into it, started paying a little bit more attention to the game, where I'm at, and as far as what I'm hunting for and stuff like that. So last year was really the first chance I got to duck hunt, but man, I fell in love with it. And everybody told me that, you know, they were like, you go once, you're going to be hooked. So they were extremely on point with that.
Well, before you know it, you'll have a couple labs, and you know, it'll be
oh, I've already been thinking about it. Like, I have a little bulldog who won't retrieve much of anything. So we've already talked about maybe getting a lab and training her and doing all that stuff. So I'm all in.
Awesome. Awesome. Sounds like you're hooked. Have you gotten into bow hunting at all yet?
I have, I've had a bow for a few years. I haven't killed anything with it. I've shot it several times. I think the more I do it, the more intrigued I am by it. But for me, I grew up around guns. So I really enjoy shooting guns, buying different rifles. I bought that AR this off season and decked it out and killed that hog with it. So I was fired up about that, but I really like the sport of bow hunting. I think it takes a little bit more patience. You know, obviously you have to wait till they get a little bit closer, but I think it's something I'm going to get to down the road.
Cool. Well, you were telling me off the air that, you grew up fishing, and I mean, obviously East Texas bass is king, and I imagine that here's the problem, though, is that fishing is kind of a spring, warm weather pastime,
right,
much like baseball. So I'm not sure if you get to wet a line much anymore.
No, we really don't. I fished a little bit down here last spring training with Darren, and he's obviously from Florida, so he knows the spots around here. But it was something I did in high school with my buddies. We would, after baseball practice or something like that, we'd take off if we had a free weekend. It was just, like I said, a chance to get outside. I love being outdoors, be with your buddies, and it was a good time. My last summer I was in Longview when I was 18, right before I went up to college. I didn't play summer ball, so we had a pretty good amount of time to go fishing, and that's when I really started falling in love with it. But it just, it's something that you can compete at. It's there's a sport about it, and like I said, you can be outdoors, and it doesn't get much better than that.
Yes, indeed. A couple other things here. How's your trophy room coming along? Do you have anything on the wall that you're really proud of yet?
I don't yet. I have a buck at the taxidermist right now. That's the hard part about living in Texas and playing in Baltimore. You have to wait for a little bit. But we're actually building a new house right now, and I'm going to have a little office study that I'm going to try to deck out as much as I can. We've talked about going on maybe some guided hunts in the north next off season. Eventually, I'd like to go maybe on a safari hunt or something like that. Like I said, I'm all in. The problem is, obviously, we have to wait, and baseball pretty much takes up most of my time right now.
Yeah, I imagine so. Yeah, I mean, going up north, Alaska is at the top of my list for sure.
Yeah.
Well, hey, man, we certainly appreciate your time today. You know, you've got a lot of fans still here in Texas, and I think that's just continuing to grow. And things didn't work out, per se, with the Rangers, but, man, you're just tearing the cover off the ball with the Orioles. And it'd be great to see someone other than the Red Sox or the damn Yankees win the AL East this year.
Hey, I hear you, man. We hear it all the time now. I thought it was bad when I was in Texas, but, we're doing the right things. I think our organization is headed in the right direction, man. And I've had a lot of fun in Texas. I really enjoyed my time there and was grateful when they gave me the opportunity to come up here.
Well, Chris, we appreciate the time, my friend, and wish you continued success.
All right, thanks for having me on, man.
All right, there he goes. Chris Davis, good old East Texas boy and reigning Major League home run and RBI king. What an amazing season he had last year. And like I said, we wish him all the best in 2014. That segment, by the way, proudly brought to you by STI Guns. They're Texas-made, based out of Georgetown. They've got a full line of 1911 and 2011 style pistols in all calibers. I've actually got a couple STI 45s, by far my favorite pistols to shoot. So when you're looking for your next handgun, do what I did. Go Texan and go STI. Let's knock out a quick break. When we come back, we'll be joined by Dina Kanya, a passionate bow hunter who also is the president of the Lone Star Bowhunters Association, a very storied organization with a lot of history. They've got some exciting stuff coming up here in 2014, and we'll get into all that next. You're listening to Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show.
I wasted many an hour, far too many, but I don't like to drink alone at all.
Hi, I'm Craig Boddington. I'd like to invite you to become a member of Dallas Safari Club, one of the world's leading hunting and conservation organizations. As a member, you'll receive Game Trails magazine, a monthly newsletter, and invitations to our monthly meetings and special activities. Join Dallas Safari Club, an international organization based in Dallas, supporting hunting and conservation worldwide. For more information, call 800-9-GO-HUNT or visit our website at www.biggame.org.
BioBoar EB is the premier gasoline additive that combats the negative effects ethanol has on an engine. Its comprehensive formula is designed to protect marine engines and marine environments, yet also works great in all 2- and 4-stroke engines. It prevents phase separation and ethanol-related engine problems while stabilizing fuel for 18 months. BioBoar's detergents also clean the entire fuel system of carbon and varnishes. BioBoar EB has the best treat rate in the industry. 1 ounce treats an amazing 15 gallons of gas. Available at your local sporting goods store or visit BioBoar.com today.
Ben Lofton Fencing is Texas' premier fencing company. They apply a design it right, build it right the first time mindset to all projects. And with 15 plus years experience, there's no job they won't tackle. Ben Lofton Fencing specializes in deer and exotic game fences, breeder and handling facilities, water gaps, as well as farm and ranch fences and corrals and working pens. Better Business Bureau certified, they offer the quality and personal service you expect. So for your next fencing project, go Texan and call Mr. Lofton himself at 254-709-1320 or visit benloftonfencing.com.
Do you have a hog problem at your ranch or deer lease? We have the solution. The System Hog Trap comes in two sizes, 17-foot and 30-foot diameter traps. After you trap the hogs, take the top section off the trap and use it for another feeder site to keep the hogs away from the feeder. The system is both a trap and a deer food plot fence. That way you don't waste your money on just a hog trap. Call 940-391-3669 or visit www.goinfencing.com. That's goinfencing.com.
In the corners going 90, loving blindly, falling head over heels over you. Every feeling that we felt was a feeling that felt brand new. And you looked just like an angel. That cross on your necklace. You were young, I was wild, we were reckless.
All right, a little Aaron Watson bringing us back on Cabela's Lone Star Outdoor Show, presented by Lone Star Beer and Off Power Polaris. I'm your host, Cable Smith. So great to be here talking outdoors with you fine folks today. I appreciate you tuning in and sharing a little bit of your weekend with me. We're about to talk some bow hunting here, but first, this segment of the program is brought to you by Sendero Seed Company, Texas' premier seed company. They've got anything and everything you need to keep your whitetail herd happy and healthy, including the Dr. Deer-backed Buck Forage Oats. So give my buddy Rob Hughes a call at 1-877-610-SEED today, or you can check them out online at senderoseed.com. Sendero Seed Company, for all your planting needs. Well, let's go ahead and welcome our next guest now. She's the president of a very storied organization, one that I'm proud to be a member of, one whose sole purpose really is to promote the sport of bow hunting here in Texas. Dina Kanya of the Lone Star Bowhunters Association, thanks for dropping in.
I appreciate you having us.
Yes, ma'am. It's great to visit with you. And, you know, just from interacting with you over the past few years on Texas Bowhunter and then myself being a member of the LSBA, I know that you're very involved, have been for some time, and have even had other administrative roles prior to being elected president.
That's correct. I started out just helping out at the banquets, and then I became membership chairperson for about 7 years or so, and I also served as treasurer. I was elected president again this year, but I also served as president 2 years prior to 2013.
Okay, so a lot of history there as far as your involvement with the organization, and I don't know if it's because of the Hunger Games or what, but, you know, last year we saw an increase in the number of hunters in the field for the first time in a long time, and I think a significant portion of that, Dina, is a direct result of more women taking up the sport of bow hunting.
That's correct. It used to be a predominantly men's sport, but now women and children are the growing demographics in the archery community. But I also think the growth has to do with urban bow hunting as well, because there's a lot of opportunity to hunt with a bow in urban situations where there may not be enough acreage or safety-wise to hunt with a firearm. So I think that's a part of the big growth in archery.
Yeah, and I think that's only going to continue because if white-tailed deer have proven anything, it's that they are very adaptable and don't mind living at all within close proximity to humans.
Exactly. I just read an interesting article on that in Time magazine, and a lot of the urban bow hunting goes on up north, but the article was really interesting about how much it has actually grown within the last 5 years. And they've also, Parks and Wildlife has recently added several different archery-only counties during deer season. And I believe there's one up Knox County this year that needs approval by the commissioners. And so I believe that that's going to be discussed at the next commission meeting.
Yeah, Knox County is a very interesting phenomenon. TPWD is even going to open up a mule deer season there. And if you know where Knox County is geographically, that's a little bit out of mule deer's natural range here in Texas. So pretty interesting phenomenon there. Now, Dina, let's talk a little bit about the history of the LSBA. When was the organization founded?
This is actually going to be our 40th anniversary this year. We were founded in 1974. We're a nonprofit. It's the only state organization that represents your bow hunting rights. And the sole purpose of the LSBA is to unite the state's bow hunting sports people to work towards a common goal of preserving, promoting, and advancing the sport of bow hunting in Texas. We introduce about 7,500 kids a year to archery. And so this year I really want to blow it out with everything LSBA does and really get us back on the map.
Right, right. And much like the NRA on a much larger scale and for firearm owners, if you're a bow hunter and you live in Texas, there's no reason not to be a member of the LSBA, and it's very affordable. We're not talking a lot of money to become a member.
The memberships are $25 for an individual membership and $40 for a family. We also have life memberships available and dealer memberships. And we really do need to build our numbers up. We've done a lot of good things in the past. And also we have an annual awards banquet, which that's coming up as well. But we've focused on the children in the past several years mainly so that we can continue to pass on the heritage and have someone to take over archery and bow hunting in the future and ensure our sport continues.
Yes, ma'am. And grassroots organizations like the LSBA, I mean, that's really how the voice of bow hunters is heard in Austin, to be honest with you. Y'all are very involved with giving Texas Parks and Wildlife feedback.
Correct. We have one of our members sits on the Whitetail Advisory Committee as well, and so he's our voice for bow hunting there before when they're just discussing new laws or possibilities of new laws that may be enacted. We also have a legislative committee that follows along. There's a couple of things right now that do involve bow hunting and bow fishing, and so we try to keep our members informed as to what is going on with the rules and regulations in the bow hunting and bow fishing community.
Yes, indeed, and we've actually covered the proposed alligator gar regulation changes in great detail over the last couple of weeks. We had Texas Parks and Wildlife's Dave Terry on, got their stance on the issue. Then we had two bow fishing guides and members of the Texas Bow Fishing Association on, got their stance. Needless to say, it's a very hot topic right now.
It really is. I've been working with the Texas Bow Fishing Association 3 years ago, I believe it was, along with the Traditional Bow Hunters of Texas and Texas Bow Fishing Association. The LSBA formed the Texas Bow Hunting and Bow Fishing Coalition so that we could all work together on these issues and hopefully make a difference in them and keep each other informed as to what was going on. But you're right, it's a hot topic right now, and I know there's a petition that's circulating. It's on our website. I mean, basically, we don't want change.
Right.
So, and we go along with what Texas Bow Fishing Association's position is on the situation.
Mm-hmm. And once regulation changes like that are passed, it's dang near impossible to get them reversed or overturned. Dina, the LSBA has a lot of great stuff going on this year. We don't have time to go over every single one of them, but a couple highlights. I know y'all will be back out at all the Texas Trophy Hunter shows this summer with the Kids Archery Range.
Correct. We do all three TTHA shows, but we have our annual awards banquet this year that's coming up on June 14th. It'll be at Reunion Ranch in Georgetown. We'll have some special events and seminars, and we also have Migration Celebration coming up, and we are working with the National Lacey Dog Association as well, and some of the Dog Association events too, and we have one coming up the second weekend of April in Burnett. So we'll be doing all those events, and we'll set up our youth archery booth and have some information. We have a hunt coming up, too, at Bug Scuffle Ranch, and Grunts and Gobblers hunt coming up at Brushy Hills. And so you can find that information on our website.
Right on. And the website is LoneStarBowHunter.com if you want to check that out. I guess the last thing here, Dina, is are you ready for turkey season?
I am. That is my favorite. I love to hunt turkey with bow. And I haven't gotten one with my traditional equipment yet, so I'm hoping this year will be the first for that. I've killed eight with my compound, but I'm looking for that traditional turkey.
Very well. Well, Dina, it looks like the Lone Star Bow Hunters Association is once again in good hands with you at the helm. Thanks for your time today and for your passion of promoting the great sport of bow hunting here in Texas.
Thanks, Cable. I appreciate it.
You bet. Take care.
Okay, you have a good one.
All right, there she goes, LSBA President Dina Kanya. That segment, by the way, proudly brought to you by Rudy's Barbecue, where you can stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner and enjoy Rudy's true Texas-style barbecue. Unfortunately, just looking at the clock, we've got to get out of here. Thanks to all of our guests today, of course, Dina Kanya, as well as angler Brian Townsend, Army Bass Anglers founder Lieutenant Colonel Cody Robertson, and of course, Major League Slugger Chris Davis. Thanks to all of our sponsors as well for making this show possible. Thanks to you, the listener, for being a part of Cabela's Lone Star Outdoors Show. Until next time, I'm Cable Smith saying y'all have a great week in the outdoors.